We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
State announcing yesterday, it's giving out $200 gift cards to kids between the ages of 12 and 17 to get vaccinated against COVID-19. Also, then they would go into a drawing to be possibly chosen for one of five $100,000 scholarships to college. So that was exciting news. The idea being that it would keep students in class. It would limit the amount of outbreaks and keep students in the classroom where experts say they learn best. And we are happy to have with us on our newsline Education Commissioner Heather Mueller to talk about that incentive as well as a couple other things, MEA. Good morning, Heather. How are you?
Hi, good morning.
Yes. So I want to start out with asking you a little bit about the incentives and your take on that. Do you believe that that will prompt more and more 12 to 17-year-olds to get the vaccination?
Well, I believe that what we were able to see with the first round of incentives that we were able to utilize with our adults, there was an increase in the number of people who participated or decided to have the vaccine. And so we believe that this is just one more way to really, again, go back to that incentivizing, having that vaccine, and not only for yourself, but for your community members.
So I was at that press conference yesterday, and you also talked about testing sites right inside school buildings. I don't know if you mentioned that there would also be vaccination sites within schools. Where are we with that statewide?
Well, as we are learning more about the allocations that are coming from the federal government, we are partnering with our colleagues at the Department of Health who are really helping to lay out what the vax plan is going to be for our 5 to 11-year-olds. And so as that becomes more clear, we know that schools are an integral piece to vaccinations and to testing, that in a number of our communities, they are a hub for the community. And so there are natural places where utilizing a school for a community testing site or vaccination site makes a lot of sense, and in other communities it may not. And so that's something that, again, we're working with our colleagues at the Department of Health to determine really what the best approach is. We did survey a number of, we surveyed all of our school districts, charter schools, and tribal schools across the state to get a sense of who would be interesting in hosting, who would be interested in hosting a vaccination site, and so we have that information as well.
Do you know when we're expecting to hear when the 5 to 11-year-olds will be included in to be eligible for vaccinations?
Well, I know that we're continuing to hear from the federal government on what those allocations and doses look like. As soon as I'm sure that we know, our colleagues at the Department of Health and the governor's office will be able to talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so we're going into MEA, and that I mentioned before, traditionally a time for teachers to meet, a conference, to have their own 2 days to work on things. What happens during MEA traditionally? Do all teachers take part? Do some just do their own thing for those 2 days? Kind of talk about that.
Well, usually that time is utilized for professional development. There is a conference that our colleagues at Education Minnesota host and put forward. We know that we have a number of professionals across the state who engage in that really important professional development.
And then lastly, there was a story not long ago about the Texas public school system, and it found that they apparently did more research into it, that the learning loss, you know, that how some kids have gotten behind and are still behind, and it impacting their ability to earn money. And I understand that Minnesota has put out some information about learning loss. Has that correlation been made here in terms of a student's inability to make up work and its impact on their financial future?
We have not focused on the impact on financial future. I know that that's something that we are thinking about looking at, is how we correlate those. What we're really spending our time focusing in on and helping to provide support is the learning loss in and of itself. And that's why we developed a initiative that really helps to bring together best practice strategies in academic, social, emotional, and mental health needs to support the learning of our students. And so our goal really is to focus on it, being able to make up that learning loss, because it is possible to do that in school, to have that makeup, that there hopefully will not then be an economic or financial impact.
Thank you for being with us, Commissioner Mueller. Appreciate your time as always.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for your time this morning. Education Commissioner Heather Mueller with us on News Talk 830 WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.